We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following is a Learfield presentation of MSN.
It is a great day to be a Mountaineer, wherever you may be.
The Mountaineer Sports Network. All across the Mountain State, this is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Welcome to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Today's show is brought to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers. Farmer Klein and Campbell, West Virginia's injury lawyers. CEC, civil and environmental consultants, hiring West Virginia Virginians to do West Virginia's work. CECINC.com. That's CECINC.com. In addition to Coach Brown's weekly comments, we'll hear from West Virginia assistant coaches and key Mountaineer players. Now let's talk Mountaineer football and head live to the Pushcar Center in Morgantown. Alongside the Wolfman, Dale Wolfley, here's your host, Dan Zangrilli.
And good afternoon, Mountaineer Nation. We welcome you inside the Pushcar Center here on the heels of a West Virginia winner and an impressive one at that, Dale Wolfley. I'll tell you what, that victory against the Iowa State Cyclones, we were talking on our postgame show Saturday after the big win over the 22nd-ranked Cyclones. That's got to be our biggest victory here at WVU, probably since the Texas game down in Austin in 2018. Just every facet of the game, you couldn't ask for it to be any better. We'll talk about that as we hear from Neil Brown coming up, and we'll also turn the page to Oklahoma State Week. It's a 3:30 kickoff here at Mountaineer Field as we retire Major Harris's number on Saturday afternoon. The 11th-ranked Oklahoma State Cowboys coming in at 7-1. 4-1 in league play, but we have this first segment, this first moment to kind of put everything to bed here for Iowa State. This has been one that we've enjoyed savoring, Wolfman.
Oh, absolutely. I can't tell you how many times I have watched that film and all the good things that came out of it, offensively, defensively, and even special teams. So, again, I really like where this team is headed. They're doing things differently. The coaches I'm speaking of, they're going different approaches in practice. And even though it's still the same basis, there's little tweaks and changes that they're using and adapting to. And the team has gotten better because of it.
We've been able to impose our will with the physicality within the run game. We're actually going to talk to Matt Moore, associate head coach and offensive line coach, coming up a little bit later on. Also, QB1, I think he sort of cemented that status, if he hadn't already, at least even in some of those naysayers.
JD.
Jared Dagey's going to stop by the program. He threw darts. He dropped dimes. He was as good as we've seen Dagey in a Mountaineer uniform. Really looking forward to chatting with both of them, because both the offensive line played extraordinarily well, and of course Dagey, what he put on film was just terrific.
Yeah, offensive line-wise, again, continuing to get better, working together as one, and let's add in TJ Banks.
Yeah,
because he just played the game of his career on Saturday. Kudos in the blocking game, and kudos in the pass and catch and yak. Yards after catch in the red zone, Danny. Should have gotten that touchdown. I felt bad for him. But regardless, the Mountaineers still punched it in. And Jared Dagey, what can you say? 370 yards passing, a career day. He made the right decisions. He made the long balls, catches. And, of course, let's not leave out BFW, man. Yeah. Bryce Ford Wheaton, what a career day he had as well. Yeah. Good time to have your career days against this Iowa State team.
Yeah, Winston Wright matched BFW with six receptions. Letty Brown ran the ball with a physical edge that we haven't seen in years here in Mountaineer history, frankly. When we roll back some of the Letty Brown highlight tapes after his career is over, I think we're going to pull a lot from this Iowa State win. On the defensive side, we were talking right before we went on air, Josh Chandler Cimito continues to impress, and he is just everywhere at all times. So much to pick from in a really, really good win over the Iowa State Cyclones. Coming up, we're going to hear from Neil Brown, and he'll probably echo much of what we've said here off the top of the broadcast, and we'll also really turn the page here and try to narrow this focus on an Oklahoma State team that has had our number the last half dozen years, a six-game losing streak here that the Mountaineers will try to snap on Saturday at 3:30. So stay with us. Coming up, you'll hear from the head coach, and we'll hear from Matt Moore and Jared Dagey on set as we are with you until 1 o'clock here on the Neil Brown Press Conference Show. It's all brought to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official cleaning and restoration company of your West Virginia University Mountaineers.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Injured in a car wreck? The last thing you should worry about is how much it's going to cost you to fight the insurance company. Call 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. It costs you nothing out of pocket, and we don't get paid unless you do. We know about the money the insurance companies won't tell you about. We could get you more. Injured in a car wreck? It costs you nothing out of pocket. Nothing. Call attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. 800-687-5990. Around here, you matter.
You're listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers. Now it's time to hear from head coach Neil Brown.
Neil Brown stepping to the podium here in just a few short moments as we'll relive the Iowa State win and take a look at these 11th-ranked Oklahoma State Cowboys. Dan and Wolf back here inside the Pushcar Center anchoring this Tuesday afternoon coverage. Wolf, what do you have on Oklahoma State? This is a team, amazingly, that has transformed themselves from just an offensive powerhouse. Well, they can absolutely score. They have plenty of offensive weapons. But Mike Gundy, he's been an absolute chameleon in the way that he has been able to adapt with the ever-changing landscape around college football, but in particular here in the Big 12. They're winning with their defense.
Yeah, they sure are, Danny. And you think about it, he has 144 victories in 16 years. You do the math. That's pretty darn good there for Oklahoma State. And when you look at this defense, it's unorthodox. Okay, they do some really crazy stuff, in my opinion, but good crazy. And it's about attacking. They're going to take chances. They're going to go ahead and go zero coverage. They're going to go two-hole. They're going to go cover four. all that stuff, but be aggressive. And they're going to try to get TFLs and sacks. They have 22 total sacks in the season. They are up there. They're number 7 defense in the country, giving up 95 yards in the run and 200 yards in the passing game. Whatever you look at there, they have – oh, by the way, they have 9 seniors. Yeah. Redshirt seniors and 6-year seniors. So they're a very, very experienced team on defense. And that's what's really leading them through the way through this whole 8 games that they've had.
Yeah, it really didn't faze West Virginia against Iowa State. Really, a lot of the similar type of returning players, or at least the sheer number of them with the Cyclones. Who makes them go? What makes Oklahoma State tick, in particular defensively?
Defensively, well, you got to go with Malcolm Rodriguez. Now, he's the middle linebacker. He's number 20. He is 4th all-time on the current active FBS list for tackles at 357 tackles. The dude's a man, and he's going to sit there, and he's going to run it. He has, I think, 78 tackles. The next person to him has 50, so he's 28 tackles above everybody else on the defense. That's impressive, and everything goes through him for sure on defense.
So now Mike Gundy is the longest tenured head coach in the Big 12. He now has that status, yes. So obviously some news with Gary Patterson and the TCU Horned Frogs mutually departing. So there's a lot to discuss here in and around the Big 12. But let's go ahead and now make our way into the press conference room as Neil Brown is about to step to the podium here and address reporters as WVU and OSU meet at Mountaineer Field on Saturday afternoon at 3:30. Here's the head ball coach stepping to the podium right now.
Y'all ready? Good deal. All right, thank you all for being here. I wanted to open today just kind of paying respect to Gary Patterson. You know, really one of the legends in the coaching community. He's been the been a great mentor to me. Especially early in my head coaching career. And I think he's just been great for the profession and done a lot of work with American Football Coaches Association. He served in a lot of different capacities to really help the game of football and help the coaching profession. And so just wanted to lead with that. Talking about our game with Iowa State, I wanted to say this, and I think I said this after the game, but I wanted to make sure I reiterated it. I thought, you know, it wasn't a sellout by any means on Saturday, and there was a lot of excuses why not to come to the game. You know, our record wasn't great, weather was bad, whatever. But we had 45,000 that showed up, and what a tremendous atmosphere at the end of that game. It was extremely loud. Go back and watch some of the TV copy, you can hear it. I don't know how long that Let's Go Mountaineer cheer went, but it went for a really long time. And it was really difficult to even hear on our headsets during that last sequence of plays while we were on defense. And so credit to the people that came. Appreciate everyone that showed up. If you didn't, you missed out on what I thought was a great college football game. We were fortunate to come out ahead, but it was a physical game by two teams that competed really, really hard. And we were fortunate enough to win. I thought our guys made enough plays throughout the game. Really proud of their resiliency. Just quick recap of all three phases. Special teams is we had to continue to be creative with our kickoff. We've been struggling there kicking the ball. But we got dinged for one that got up around 35, 40-yard line, but then we used some specialty kicks and were able to control it. And our coverage unit, credit to that, because sometimes those specialty kicks are hard to cover. I thought Tyler Sumter continues to punt the ball well. We've covered it well. The punt return by Esdale was big. We've steadily gotten better on that unit. And then Casey Legg making the field goal. He's been really consistent, maybe as consistent as anybody on our team. Defensively, you know, too many big plays. I think that's the negative aspect of it. You know, one blown assignment on a long pass play, but and then a misalignment on the run play. But other than that, you know, and really we didn't have probably a great call in the second explosive run. But other than that, if you take those out, which you can't, okay, you can't take them out. But if you take those out, I thought we did a really good job defensively managing Breece Hall. We knew going in the game we weren't going to stop him. He's too good a player, but I thought we managed him. And I think what it came down to, when they gave us opportunity, when he put the ball out in the goal line, we were able to create that takeaway, and the ball was on the ground. And so that was huge. And then our third downs, you know, and third and medium and third and long, we were able to get them off the field. And that was one of the really big initiatives going into it. Offensively, we were productive on first down, which gave us a lot of opportunities, third and short and third and medium, which we were able to convert, maintain drives, and then our ability to score touchdowns in the red zone. And something that's probably maybe not talked about as much, and something probably sticks out to more to me because Oklahoma State's as good as anybody in our league at it, is we played really good complementary football. And so going back to that first quarter, Breece Hall hits the big run. Offensively, match it, right? They score again. Offense matches it again. And so really good complementary football, the best that we've done so far this year, without a doubt. We always give awards out when we win. Looks like I forgot my sheet, so I'm going to get somebody to go get those for me real quick, and I'll hit those at the end because I want to make sure we talk about them. That's about how my day's going too. So I'll come back to those awards here in a second. Turn the page to Oklahoma State. Number 11 team in the country. They've earned that. You know, their only loss being on the road at Iowa State, which is one of the tougher places to play in college football. And they missed two field goals there during that game and lose by a field goal. I think the job that Mike Gundy's done at Oklahoma State, you go back to 2008 and beyond. I saw a stat where how many times they'd been ranked in the top 10 during that time. And just a tremendous job. And he stood the test of time, you know. And credit to him and his staff. Several of those guys have been with him for a long time. So credit to his staff for the longevity that they've been able to hold that up. Kind of just who they are quickly as special teams-wise. They've always had good specialists. If you look back through Gundy's tenure there, they've always had really good specialists. This year is no different. They've got an Australian punter that's difficult to play against because he sprays the ball all over the field, mixes up field boundary. And so we've got our hands full there. Kickoff return, they've already returned one for a touchdown this year. That's obviously we've had some issues in that area as well. And then consistent, you know, outside of one game, they've been consistent making their field goals. Offensively, they want to run the football, you know, and I think it starts with Warren. The offensive line, I think, is really improved from a year ago. And Jalen Warren runs as physical as anybody in our league. And we've got the Big 12 right now is blessed with a number of super talented running backs. Thanks, Coleman. And here's another one. You know, if you look at – we had Evans and we had Breece Hall, and now here comes Jalen Warren, and they're all a little bit different. The thing that I really respect about Jalen Warren is he runs the ball angry. I mean, he is a violent runner. He gets downhill. He breaks tackles. It's impressive, you know. And so he's a really tough tackle. Spencer Sanders, who's been the starting quarterback there for 3 years, this is the first time we're going to have the opportunity to go against him. He's been injured. He's a dual threat guy. He's strong. He can run. He's got a really strong arm. He can make all the throws. They utilize him a lot in the red zone. And then they've got two receivers in Tay Martin and Brennan Presley that can really run, and they're extremely fast. So, and they, like I said, going back to them as a whole, they play great complementary football. They run the ball on defense or on offense. They're able to hit shot plays, and then defense, they've been lights out. You know, they're one of the top teams in the entire country defensively. If you look, I think it starts, they got 9 seniors. If you go back, I think it's 9 seniors and 2 juniors that start. And those guys have played a ton of football over there. And the defense coordinator has been there for 4 years now. Jim Knowles does a really good job. Those guys understand the system. They make it difficult. It starts with they've got three big interior guys that make it difficult for you to run the ball inside. They're physical. They come off the ball. They use their hands. They're extremely well coached. I think Malcolm Rodriguez is playing the linebacker position as good as anybody in our league. He reminds me, he and Bernard are very similar at Baylor. a really good player. And then you look at Harvell Peel, who's been playing for a long time. He's a physical run player, does a great job back in the middle of the field as well. And they're physical at corner, and they were physical against us last year. And so just a really good football team. You know, they look like you expect one of the top, you know, 10 or 12 teams in the country to look like when you turn on the film. So that's Oklahoma State. Going back to our award winners, just to give them recognition. So our special teams player of the week from last year, or from last week, excuse me, against Iowa State was Sam James. And I would encourage you to watch. You know, I think sometimes these plays get kind of overlooked. But for you guys to go back and watch TV copies and those things, or if you have access to the coach copy, is watch Sam James on punt return. You know, unbelievable strain, fighting to do his job. And then watch him on punt coverage. He's always the first one down. You know, we've done a really good job with punt coverage and low net punts and or low net return yards, and he's a big reason why. Defense player of the week, and he had 9 tackles, 3 assists, and a sack. And Josh Chandler, the last 2 weeks, has really played at a high level. And he's playing his best football of his career right now. And excited for him. He's doing a really good job leading and communicating. Offense player of the week, it was Jared Daigie, 30 of 46, 370 yards, 3 touchdowns. Played the best game of his career at this point. Our offensive lineman of the week, and thought he played extremely physical, played hard. He had 8 knockdowns, and he was the highest – are the most productive offensive lineman, and that was Wyatt Milam. You know, as a true freshman starting against Iowa State, that was an impressive performance. We give a blue-collar award. Y'all have heard me talk about this. This is people that do kind of the dirty work that maybe don't show up in the stat sheet but had a huge effect in the game. And offensively, it was TJ Banks. You know, he had some runs after catches. That was his most productive game, the best he's played in his career here. And then Akeem Messidor is getting double teamed every single play almost. He strains. He had a couple really, really important tackles for a loss. And then our scout team players were Victor Wickstrom on offense. Did a really good job giving a look for those tight ends that Iowa State has. Braden Dudley did a good job getting the offense prepared for McDonald, who led the league in sacks coming into it. And then special teams was Preston Fox, and he does a great job, and he's going to be a player for us down the road. And then our Juice Award, who did the best job on the sideline, is Will Schoonover, and fittingly, since we have Military Appreciation Week this week. And so a lot of reasons to be excited about this one. Second home game, we've won 2 games in a row. You know, we're going to honor our military and pregame festivities. You know, our administration has some really neat things planned for that. And then also Major Harris, you know, his jersey retirement ceremony is on Saturday. You know, judging by some of you are probably in the same age bracket, some of you aren't, but same age bracket as for me. And if you're not a native, that was my introduction to West Virginia football, is being a young fan watching Major Harris, because at the time he was so unique. And so really enjoyed getting to spend some time with him. And what a great honor, you know, great honor for one of West Virginia's all-time, you know, greatest players. And so that's going to be fun. And he's well-earned, you know, what a player. And so we've got some cut-ups that we're going to show our players, and they'll be excited. And so the hope is we'll have a big crowd. You know, we need them. This is a team that's had our number a little bit, and so we're looking forward to getting out there and competing. So with that, I'll take questions.
So Neil, start with your offensive line. I mean, the look is they've played much, much better. When you watch them on film, do you agree with that? What do you see from them?
Yeah, I do. I think we're playing the way it should be played, as far as we're being much more physical at the point of contact. We're straining to finish blocks. I think that we cleaned some things up schematically during the bye week, from a protection standpoint, where we've been able to help our tackles. That's been a benefit. And then run game wise, we're doing a better job with the details. you know, consistently. You know, Greg, we had some, you know, some times in early in the year where we were where we did our footwork correctly, or we had our hands in the correct spots, or we had our eyes where they should be, but we didn't do it consistently. Now we're doing it much at a much higher percentage, the right way, and that's helped. But they're playing better. And the good thing about that group is if you look at it, sophomore, junior, you know, sophomore, junior, and then freshman. So there's a lot of football left to be played with that group.
Most aggressive defense you're going to face this year?
You know, there's a lot of really good defense in our league right now. You know, that's one of the things, anytime I do anything nationally, they always ask about, has the perception switched, you know, from the Big 12. And it really has been 3 years in the making. I thought last year we had a really good group of defenses. This year's no exception. They are aggressive. You know, they take some risk. You know, how they play their front is similar to how we play, John. I mean, as far as they're different in the back end than we are, but how they play their front is very similar. They're just bigger. We're smaller and probably a little quicker. They're bigger, and they're a lot older than we are, you know, at some spots. But they're aggressive. They'll get physical on the secondary and play close to you. They're just really good. You know, I mean, I could sit here and talk about a lot of different things. They're really good on defense. They make it hard on you.
You've mentioned him a little bit, but it was a guy that sort of gets lost at times as a committer. Mm-hmm. So talk about, again, sort of the progress for James.
Yeah, you know, he kind of got thrown in the action there in 19. You know, didn't even go through spring practice. He was a defensive lineman here. You know, ended up starting, I think, 9 or 10 games there. Some up and down, you know, kind of learned as he went. Last year, he got sick, so missed some time, and then was a rotator. And then really starting back in fall camp, you know, he came to fall camp and he played different. His demeanor was different. And he's played at a really consistent level for us. He's been physical. His technique's a lot better. You know, I'm really proud of how he's prepared week in and week out, you know, physically and mentally.
You mentioned Banks, the blue collar guy. Mm-hmm. How is he blocking? How was his blocking?
Yeah, John, that was the best he's played. You know, it really was. He he's had two great weeks in a row from a practice standpoint. And Michael Laughlin's going to miss. He's going to miss the remainder of the season. So he's out with a lower body injury, and he won't return. Troy Fortune will miss the rest of the regular season as well. So just some injury updates. Both of those lower body injuries, but. And so I think TJ sees an opportunity. His approach is much more mature than when he had to play early when Mike was out with the other injury. But he did. He's always played really hard. The effort piece has never been an issue. It's been technique issues and the ability to concentrate and focus for extended period of time. So Saturday was the first time he combined high effort, which he always does, with really good concentration and technique.
It's probably fair to say that you all couldn't have run very successfully for an extended period of time without O'Loughlin early, right?
What, say again now?
Without O'Loughlin, probably fair to say you would have had a hard time running the ball if you missed a bunch of games in a row, right?
O'Loughlin?
Yeah.
Going into it, if you would have asked me back in Maryland game in that early, I would absolutely said yes. Based on how TJ played last week, I'd probably disagree now.
Feel better, right?
I feel a lot better. Yes, absolutely.
So between TJ and the line, but it also looked like some of the things you did with formations and using receivers too, that kind of compensated. What other ways can you – you're not going to give it away, I know that, but can you scheme and design where you don't have a tight end, you can still get big and you can still run block with mm-hmm. deception motion formation?
Yeah. So Traylon Davis is a guy that's a true freshman. We'd like to redshirt. I think he's played in one or two games thus far. He's got a couple things. He's not ready to go play every game, or every play, Mike, but there's some things he does really well because he's a super physical kid. And the things that he did in high school that he's got a ton of reps on, that it's pretty much, it's real simple on who he's blocking and he feels confident with, we can get some reps out of him. You know, Charles Finley played the most he's ever played in his career. and did some nice, did a really nice job. He's gotten bigger. I think if he'll do the right things and make good decisions on and off the field and those type of things, he's got the talent that we want for that position. He's got to gain some weight. He's put on about 15 pounds from a year ago, but we'll continue to use him. You know, he'll be the second tight end in the game, and then, you know, you use different formations. I mean, you're on to it. We'll have a plan for this week. Don't necessarily want to talk about it right here, but you do. You have to present some unique formations and some motions and things like that to create an edge where, you know, where you're thin at that position at tight end.
After last game, you spoke quite highly of what Mike Joseph has done, and his strength staff. But would you talk a little more about how they approach it and how they help him not only on the field but as people?
Well, I think you start with Mike, and just a tremendous person, somebody that really has a heart for the state of West Virginia, has a heart for this football program, and he has a heart for each of these guys individually. And I don't think here's what speaks to me. All right. Obviously my first year was here in 2019, right? Every former player that comes through here, that's the first stop they make. And I don't know if I can give a better example of who Mike Joseph is. You know, I think Bruce Irvin's come to this game. He texted me the other day, and within that was one of the first people he asked about, you know, and like, and it's like Noel Devine was back. First stop was down there. And so I just think that, I hope that paints a picture of kind of who he is. I always ask, you know, when we do some peer surveys and I'm asking and getting thoughts from players, one of the things I always ask them is, like, who's one of the most selfless people in the building? And Mike Joseph, he's always the highest vote getter. You know what I mean? And it could be play, and it's an open-ended question. And he's always the highest vote getter. So I hope that paints a picture of kind of who he is. And then he's really well regarded in the strength and conditioning field. I think he's got a perfect mix of science and toughness, you know, kind of new school, old school. I think he's got he's got that Fairmont toughness, but he's also understands the science piece, like what they're doing over at Rockefeller. I'm constantly telling him, like, hey man, like, I'm from Kentucky. Let's like back down some. I'm more of an English guy. All right, I'm not a math science guy. We're gonna have to lower this for me right here, right? So I think he's got a really good approach with kind of the old school strength conditioning with the new school approach as far as performance is concerned.
Cornerback without Nick Troy, I mean, you faced that this past week, but any other mixing and matching that you can do there?
Yeah, you know, secondary, we're just thin. It kind of is what it is. You know, Jackie Matthews, really what we've done is we've gone to a rotation where Scotty Young rotates in at spear and back at both safety spots. And then Jackie rotates at spear and the third corner, and then Daryl and Charles started the game there, and then Ruffin is our fourth guy there. And what we're trying to do is with the fourth safety spot is rotating those young guys and kind of on and off. Like Caleb Coleman was on last week. Okay, St. McCloud will probably be on this week, and so we got, between Davis Malinger, St. McCloud, Caleb Coleman, we got three guys there that we would like to redshirt them because they're not ready yet. But they're subbing and playing on a couple special teams and being the fourth safety.
Andrew Wilson Lamps.
He's already used his games. Okay. Yeah, he's used his games. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you mentioned kickoffs and obviously subbing in some different things. For your deep kickoffs, what's your goal? What's acceptable? I mean, obviously kicking in the end zone, but where do you need to get it to, your hang time? What is your goal you have to meet to use that consistently?
Yeah, it's the location. And Evan's location was fine the other day. He had two kicks. One of them was just low, you know, and we missed a tackle at the point of contact. That wasn't his deal. Like, it's hard to cover kicks, you know, and we're covering a good bit of them. You know, we would love for him to be around the goal line, you know. 3.8, 3.75, something like that. I think that's the correct hang time I'm not a kicking guru anyway, but I think that's I think that's about where it's supposed to be. But the location is really important, and depending on what kind of coverage, you know, we have, what kind of coverage call we have is where the location is. And Evan's done a nice job. We didn't do a very good job against TCU. One was a little short the other day, and combined with that, we missed a tackle. So
that's just a field thing then.
Yeah, we're just, yeah.
That we're going to jump to
the. Yeah. We'd love to kick everyone on out. You know, that'd be the easiest. And he's done that. He's done that throughout his career, just not the last two games. But we have confidence in him. He'll be back and do a really good job this week.
All right, the important. Oh, I'm sorry,
Charlie. How do you get it back to where it was in the first few weeks?
Well, last week they kicked everyone on out of the back of the end zone. And so, you know, we didn't have one single opportunity last week. The game before, Winston dropped it, and we had a short return. The one we did get an opportunity was after we made them re-kick it, and Winston missed a cut. You know, I think we got out to like the 30, so still pretty good return. But we had a chance for a big one. You know, so really it's about opportunities, and then us taking advantage of when we do get the opportunity to bring one out, taking advantage of it.
All right, Dean.
I've got to ask.
Yep.
You've had a chance now to see the coaching films. What did you think of the fumble on the goal line?
You know, it's really inconclusive, to be honest with you. This is what I always tell our guys. So the ball was out. You know what I mean? Like, it was a fumble. Now, when did it? I have no idea. You can't even tell. You can't tell. You know, and there's a couple really difficult calls in that game, you know, for us and against us on some of them that are really bang bang. And so I couldn't tell on the coach's copy. I watched TV copy. I couldn't tell. And so the ball was out. That's all I know. You know what I mean? Like, how do you prevent that? You got to hold on to it. And that's what we told our offensive players. You know, I think it was first in at the two. You know, we talked to our running backs about not reaching the ball out. You know, you only reach it out on fourth and goal or a 2-point play.
Important question. Uniform combination. You won twice in old school.
Yes.
Major Harris coming back. Do you ride the old school or?
I don't know. Do you care, Greg?
Yeah.
Do you? All right. Yeah, I don't know. I'll tell you, like, I'll be honest with you. Coleman's laughing because he's constantly been bugging me for 2 days. And, like, that is literally, like, one of my least favorite things to deal with is uniforms. Because it's like, I got people like Greg, all right, that they die hard. This is what they want to wear. For Gale's in there, too. All right. They are die hard. They want to wear these uniforms. And then I got the whole locker room and everybody that's potential player, all right, more Caridi's kind of style, right? All right, so we got these two, and like whatever I do, I'm wrong with half of them, right? So I don't know. We haven't made a decision yet, Greg. It's one of those things that you ever heard in leadership where they say sometimes it's better just not make a decision. Maybe somebody else makes it for you. That's kind of what I try to do on uniforms.
After the game, you said that kind of like the back and forth, the peacock about having a different player for the second half and having answers. I was wondering if you flip that around. Are you guys better at that offensively? Like, do you think you can anticipate what they're going to do and you can work around their counters, and maybe that's why you're effective in the second half now too?
You know, I think each opponent's different, Mike. Like, we made a concerted effort to do some things differently in the second half, but that was in our preparation. And so we went into it with – now, that doesn't mean if things didn't go very well, we wouldn't have gone into some of the second half bag of things that we wanted to do. But we really, within our approach of how we went about the game plan, we said, hey, there are certain aspects that we've got to hold, all right, so they can't make adjustments. Because one of the beauties of the way they play defense is their alignments, all right, are, you know, where they're going to be for the most part, except when they blitz. And so they do a really good job because they don't have to worry about getting lined up. They always have edges, you know, because of the three down front. So they always have, you know, either they're, I don't know exactly what they call it. We would call it a wheel and a nickel. They always have these edges on the defense. So it really doesn't matter if you motion or you shift or trade tight ends or anything. That really doesn't change them much. So they're not having to worry about alignment as much as some other defenses. So what they do is they do a really good job of playing plays. And with them, you might get a good play once. It may, if you execute it really, really well the second time, you may get it, but you're not going to get it the third time. And so what we did is we went into the game saying, okay, hey, here's our plays. All right, after we hit them once, maybe we present them a different way, try to get two, but then they're done. We're not bringing them back. And then we had a whole other set of plays, Mike, that we were said, all right, these are second half plays. So maybe we'll get one, maybe two out of those in the second half, so we have a kind of a new approach from a formation and a scheme standpoint for them in the second half.
Thanks,
Coach. Hey,
you're
good. You can finish up.
How do you feel about the play your defense on, especially the last couple?
Yeah, you know what? I think Andrew Jackson, you know, deserves a lot of credit. He's we're playing a lot of guys up there. And, you know, Dante and I don't pay as much attention to the stat sheets as maybe some people, but he has played his best football over the last month. He really has. And sometimes that shows at D-line on the stat sheet with TFLs and sacks. Sometimes it doesn't. But he's done his job, which is enabled, and Akeem Messidor the same, has enabled our linebackers to play better, our other D-linemen to play better. But our fundamentals are much better. Like we're playing different. We're not necessarily just moving all the time. You know, that was kind of our MO for a long time is movement. Well, when you play these huge people like Iowa State, you know, you can't move as much because they just kind of swallow you up. So you really got to get pushed off the ball, which I thought we did a nice job. And they're playing well the last 2 weeks. And for us to be good on defense, that position group has the most depth. They have the most experience, and we need them to continue to play. All right.
All right, there is Neil Brown, the West Virginia head coach, at the podium for Oklahoma State Week. Coming up next, offensive line coach Matt Moore when we come back here on the Neil Brown Press Conference Show across the Mountaineers Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
I feel like my concerns about the project budget are being overlooked by my consultant.
I feel like my accomplishments at work are being overlooked by my supervisor.
I feel like my community's requests for support are being overlooked by these large corporations.
At Civil and Environmental Consultants, people come first, always, whether that's our clients, our employees, or our friends in the community. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business and make their goals our goals. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team. And it's why we're invested in the sustainable growth and success of the communities across our great state. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm that plays a vital role in creating jobs and opportunities for West Virginians. We are all committed to building lasting relationships with the people around us every day. We'd like you to be one of those people. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
The Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, continues after this local timeout. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Okay, man, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. You've heard from the head coach. Now, let's hear from a West Virginia assistant coach. Let's go back to the Pushcar Center in Morgantown with your host, Dan Zangrilli.
And thanks for being with us here on this Tuesday afternoon after the Iowa State win. We turn the page to Oklahoma State. This segment, by the way, brought to you by Farmer, Klein, and Campbell, West Virginia's injury lawyers. Matt Moore, offensive line coach, is with us. Coach, you're a happy guy.
Happier.
Yeah. Yes, you're naturally a positive guy. Yeah. You've always got a bounce in your step. But, man, when your guys play with the physicality that they did, when they push people around, when they help us win the time of possession battle, it was a heck of a performance that you guys put on film there against the Cyclones.
Yeah, you know, the off week helped us so much. It kind of let us gather ourselves. Watt Milam got healed up, from the injury he suffered in the Baylor game, or it was before the Baylor game. But it really helped us to get healthy and get ourselves back. And we're just such a young group, man, for them to start understanding what it takes and the strain it takes to play on this level the way you need to play. And I thought, I felt like coming back in the TCU game, they gained confidence. And then this week, just continue to play with that kind of strain and that kind of effort. Brandon Yates by far played his best game, strained really, really hard, played really, really hard. And, this whole thing starts with one guy. It starts with Zach Frazier. He's coming here, and he is, from an offensive line standpoint, he's brought a whole new level of play that these guys didn't. A lot of these guys have never done before, and they see him do it, and he challenges them to do it. And Doug's playing at that level, and we got Gmitter playing at the highest level he's ever played. And it was great, with Wyatt being a young guy, but still he's an effort guy. He plays as hard as he can. And, we're getting closer to where we want to be when you have everybody in your program straining at that level. That's when you're going to be, playing for championships.
Coach, I look at it. You are, of course, in the gun with your offense, and then you've been in the pistol the past couple of weeks.
Yeah. We got under center a couple times.
Under center. I was just getting there. Again, explain to us the timing of this, because it's different with the timing of the blocks and a little bit longer to get there. Maybe it opens up here a little bit longer, but you're looking over here. Go ahead and just tell us about the three different timings.
It's really all about throwing off the defense, because when you go to the gun and you put the back on one side, you're basically cutting your run game in half, because you got to come get the ball. He's got to come get the ball, and it really cuts down on what you can do from that point, where when you get in the pistol or you get under center, now your run game's opened up. Now they got to defend every gap, because you can get to every one of them. So that really helps us to continue to change that up. And from a linebacker standpoint or a D-line standpoint, a lot of people build their movements around where the back is. And when you're constantly moving them and you're constantly lining up a pistol and gun, they've got to keep up with that. And they're thinking. And anytime you got somebody thinking, you slow them down just a little bit. So that's really our thinking behind that. And we want to get Letty downhill. We want to get him downhill. He is he ran really just mad. The past 2 weeks, he's ran mad the way we know Letty can do it. And we felt like getting him downhill, getting him more confidence with having more head of steam when he hits the line of scrimmage. We felt like that part, helped us.
Where is this unit's confidence here coming in quickly, if you could, Coach?
I feel this is – Oklahoma State defense is the best defense we've seen so far. They've got a lot of kids with a whole lot of experience, and they're really strong, and they play really hard. But what I like about this group is they're a young group, and they don't know what they don't know. That's the good thing. You don't know what they don't know. Hey, they're going to go out there, and they're going to – I expect them to play as hard as they can, and we're going to accept the outcome as long as we play as hard as we can. And that's kind of our motto, is go out there and give it all you got, and if you come up short, as long as you gave it all, hey, we'll move on to the next week.
All right, and we're moving on to Oklahoma State, 3:30 on Saturday. That's Matt Moore, West Virginia offensive line coach. Coach, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment. Here from the Pushcar Center on MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Have you been injured in a wreck? You shouldn't have to worry about fighting the insurance company, and it shouldn't cost you a dime. Call attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell, 800-687-5990. We help fellow West Virginians. Ask around. We've probably helped a friend, neighbor, or even a family member. We never ask you for money, and we don't get paid unless you do. Injured in a wreck? Call the law firm you know. 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. Around here, you matter.
The Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, continues after this local timeout. This is MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, or you can't drive high. You can run, or you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Live from the Pushcar Center in Morgantown, you're listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Alongside Dale Wolfley, here's your host, Dan Zangrilli.
And our program brought to you in part by CEC Civil and Environmental Consultants, hiring West Virginians to do West Virginia's work. And we did work on Saturday afternoon against the Iowa State Cyclones. Our guest right now here inside the Pushcar Center is QB1 Jared Daigie. Yeah, how did that feel, right? Just 370 career day. You had to be happy with nearly every throw that you made. Did you have a particular one that kind of stood out amongst everything else, Jared?
Yeah, I was pretty happy with my play, but I also want to give credit out to the O-line receivers for doing their job too, making my life a whole lot easier. But if I had to pick out one throw, it was the first one in the corner of the end zone to Bryce. It was just really good anticipation and a great catch by him.
You know, let's talk about, we were just talking about the pistol look and with Coach Matt Moore. What does a pistol look do for you and being under center as a quarterback and the gun? So put those three in perspective for us.
Yeah, so when we're in the pistol, I think it helps me with the RPO game. Just allows my feet to be set after the run fake. And then when I'm under center, because we're so effective running under the center, I think it can help us with play action. And then, you know, I'm always comfortable in the gun as well.
Jared Daigie with us. So now you've got the run game going. The offensive line seems to be playing particularly well. The receivers seem like they're playing with a great deal of confidence. Where is this team at, with you being one of these leaders, say, from a month ago? It seems like everything surrounding the team is just in a better spot.
Yeah, I guess I would just say it how you said it, we're in a better spot. And we just got to continue to keep going to practice and going to work and getting better and keep preparing, you know, to be 1-0 each week is our goal.
All right. Well, let's go get 1-0 here against the Oklahoma State Cowboys. It's going to be a fun one on Saturday.
No doubt. I can't wait.
All right. There he is, Jared.
Mount her up, brother. Yeah, mount her up.
No doubt. And if we get that intensity inside Milan Puskás Stadium that we had with that fan base, I'll tell you what, that's going to be a lot of fun as well. All right. Stay with us. Our closing comments when we come back here on the Neil Brown Press Conference Show on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
The Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, continues after this local timeout. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Another day, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
All right, welcome back here to MSN's coverage of Neil Brown's Oklahoma State press conference. Dan Zangrilli, Dale Wolfley, special thanks to Jared Dagey and Matt Moore for popping onto the program. Just a great Iowa State victory, and now it's Oklahoma State. This is a team that has been our kryptonite, period, end of sentence. Six straight Oklahoma State victories against the Mountaineers. They are ranked 11th in the country at 7-1, 4-1 in Big 12 play. However, Wolf, we've been talking about it. We play our game, we dot our I's, we cross the T's, and we put on film efforts like Oklahoma and Iowa State. Why can't we beat those Cowboys?
Why can't we, Danny? It's about high football IQ. Okay, imagine that with physicality in all phases of the game. Offense, defense, special teams. I don't care. Juice squad. I don't care what it is. Get excited. Get fired up. This is a number 11 team in the country. Major Harris is getting his jersey or his number retired. Just big things happen.
And I'm going to take a quick look here at the extended weather forecast, if I may, here in Morgantown. Oh, yeah. Full sun Saturday, a high of 55 degrees at 3:30 kickoff. Yep, that's looking like a ideal autumn Saturday afternoon for the old golden blue. So come on out, support the Mage, Jared, and, well, fear not, because West Virginia is rolling into Saturday afternoon against Oklahoma State, and we'll have it for you right here on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
The Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, continues after this local timeout. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly?
What's in this box?
Is this tree good for climbing?
How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Today's show has been brought to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers, Farmer Klein and Campbell, West Virginia's injury lawyers, CEC, civil and environmental consultants, hiring West Virginians to do West Virginia's work, CECINC.com. That's CECINC.com. Be sure to log on to WVUSports.com to listen to this program in its entirety on demand. Also, be sure to download the WVU Game Day app, a must-have for West Virginia University fans. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.